TJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, financial markets around the world are reeling following President Donald Trump's latest and most severe volley of tariffs. And the U.S. stock market is taking the worst of it so far. The S&P has fallen over 3.5%. The Dow down almost 1,300 points. The NASDAQ off nearly 5%. Penalties have now been established in New Jersey for unauthorized photos and videos constructed by the use of artificial intelligence. Governor Murphy signed legislation Wednesday that establishes civil and criminal penalties for the production and dissemination of deceptive audio or visual media known as deepfakes.
Just about any bad actor can use artificial intelligence at any time to produce hyper-realistic images and videos that could exploit children, teenagers, and frankly, anyone.
The legislation is in reaction to a Westfield High School student who was targeted by other students who created and shared AI-generated explicit images. Officials say deepfakes are increasingly being used to threaten people. The family of a 9-year-old Newark girl run over by a hit-and-run driver Tuesday is left with questions. Sincere Johnson is in critical but stable condition. Her mother is beside herself. Sharon Johnson told Channel 7 she was waiting to cross Spruce Street at Irvine Turner Boulevard around 7:30 Tuesday morning with her three kids at her side. She says an SUV hit a car, then moved into the left turn lane as she and the kids were crossing. Everyone but Sincere avoided the gray SUV that sped off. Two drivers gave chase to no avail. Sincere has 6 rib fractures and a liver injury. Police are looking for the hit-and-run driver. A South Jersey man gets prison for robbing 2 pizza delivery drivers.
Tyrene Walker of Bridgeton was busted in 2019 for robberies involving workers from both Domino's Pizza and Pizza Hut. In each case, he placed an order and then stole money from the victim as they arrived at an abandoned address. The Daily Journal reports it was a third call to one of the earlier targets that led to Walker's arrest. The 34-year-old Walker was sentenced to an aggregate term of 14 years in prison, of which he must serve nearly 12 before becoming eligible for parole. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. It is more rain on the way. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. As we've discussed, our weather looks unsettled, cloudy, and occasional wet for the foreseeable future right through early next week. There's a broad area of low pressure stuck over Canada and a frontal boundary that'll stall right over New Jersey tonight. For this afternoon, cloudy, breezy, and warm with most highs reaching into the 70s. You're going to feel some pretty thick humidity as the day goes on too. Scattered showers become likely again tonight, and there is a chance of a thunderstorm somewhere in New Jersey overnight. Lows fall into the upper 50s. For tomorrow, rain showers continue through about midday, then will trend drier in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy and mild for your Friday with highs in the 60s. Saturday looks particularly cool and dreary, with a chance of showers early and late, high Saturday only reaching about 50. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Jersey City 55, Woodbridge 55, Pemberton 70. Weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Spring is here. Get your AC tuned up for just $77 and a free water heater safety check. If your system fails after the tune-up, Guaranteed Service will repair it for free. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit them online at GuaranteedService.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.